Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Hey guys.
I gotta move my chair.
Already?
Closer.
Alright, yeah, I guess.
Here we go. That's not that bad.
Hey guys. Hey guys, we talk like this. This is a podcast that we have that we forgot that we had.
Sometimes we forget about things. I have bad memory.
Sometimes I forget to do the work today.
I don't want to really do the work today.
No one ever really wants to do the work today.
I don't want to do the podcast work today.
I don't really want to do the Instagram post
today. To be quite frank, I forgot we had a podcast for about 4 days.
For about four seconds.
I really did. Yeah, I used to get up. I used to be one, but I used to. This is not tonight with Linda and Brenda.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be one.
We used to have a podcast.
I used to wake up every morning when we first started and check Anchor every morning to see, like, our analytics and la-di-da. And I would go on over to Apple Analytics. Guess what?
Guess what?
Then I stopped this week. I didn't do that. I literally didn't check Anchor for 4 days in a row. I was going through it, to be fair. But and then on the fifth day, I was like, oh, yeah, we have a podcast.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I forgot if I
was
Linda.
What happened to our podcast?
I forgot if my name was Linda or Brenda.
That's bad.
To clarify, I'm Linda.
I'm Brenda. Sometimes we sound alike.
I guess we do, but I don't. Whenever I listen back to it, we don't sound. But I guess I'm biased because, like, I know what I sound like.
Well, even the other night, Shiny Ribs was like, "Who's talking?"
And was he joking?
We were being live. We were like,
I think
videoed.
He was joking because your face was out of it.
Oh, he
so
might.
He was
been.
Like, "I don't know who's talking."
Maybe, but he has told me before that we sound alike.
Well, our brother said that we sound alike sometimes, and he knows what we sound like, so that's weird.
I mean,
was it him that said that?
I've known my brother my whole life.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I've known my brother.
Yeah, he said that. He said that it was weird.
Yeah, he said we sound alike.
That's weird.
I don't ever think we sound alike.
I don't either. I think that you sound like this, and I talk like this.
I think I sound like
we've been
like
over this, but I talk like this.
And I'm like mumbling Joe. I sound like Bubba Gump, I feel like.
No.
Like, I talk slow.
I talk
slow. Kind of. A little bit stupid sounding.
What are they growling about? Guys, there's new dogs.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The
we're at a new location tonight.
We're not in the pod loft.
We are not in the old house that we still haven't named, but we're not there.
We're at my house. We're at Linda's
house.
We're
at Linda's.
We're outside.
We're on Linda's
on the deck.
It's
a nice night. It's, there's new dogs involved. Leroy is inside for once, but my dogs are outside. There's two of them, Duke and Dude, and they're acting like they're trying to fight because I just heard one of them growling. So you might
Great.
Hear a weird fight in the background.
Oh my
at some
gosh,
part
I hope
podcast.
Not.
I hope not too, but you might at some point.
They're grumpy old dogs. Hey,
Dude is just acting like really hyper right now. Like he keeps running around like he's on alert for something. I don't know what's going on. Oh, what's up, Duke? He just came up the stairs.
Our dogs' names are Dude and Duke, which we do realize are a little bit weird.
Well, Duke is like a classic dog name, and he's like your classic dog. He's beautiful. He's just a dog. Kind of dog. He's just a man's dog.
He's so beautiful. He's really old. He's gonna be 16, but he's like a golden. He looks like a German Shepherd lab mix.
He has the body of a lab, but a little bit smaller, and the coloring of a shepherd. In floppy ears, he's just
really
beautiful.
Cute little square head. Big
orange
square
eye.
Head.
I swear to God, I'll spray you. Take
Uh-oh.
Over this podcast.
Okay. So, and then there's Dude. Dude is a little terrier. He was actually my dog. Originally, it was a stupid decision. My roommate, I love Dude, and he's great, but I was in college. I wasn't old enough to take care of a dog, or responsible enough, at least. And my roommate went down to her hometown in the middle of BFE, nowhere, and she was kind of impulsive. I love her, but she called me on the way home. She went down there for the weekend, and she called me up and said, I'll be home in 4 hours. Guess what? Brenda, I found your dog. We used to go to the pet store and just fuck around and look at dogs, but we never were really that serious about it. But then she goes home and she calls me and is like, I found your dog. I got him already. I got a dog for me too. That's like AKC, like Jack Russell Terrier. But your dog was the puppy in the window. Like, how much is that doggy in the window?
We had a little, remember that little dog that we had, the little beagle it was like a sound?
Yeah, Granny gave that to me.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good dog. But, yeah, she was like, literally, it said puppy in the window. It was $45. It's your dog. I could tell. I'm psychic. It's meant to be your dog. It was like, the dude was like the cutest little, he looked like a baby lab, like a tiny little baby lab.
Black.
Black. All black. And then
a little bit of white on his chest.
Yeah. He had a hard puppyhood. I'm not going to lie.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
He got kicked by somebody that we know.
Yeah.
And I hope you listen because...
And I read it in a diary. That's how I found out.
He follows
That's
me.
That's how forked up
Instagram,
it is.
So hopefully he
follows. I mean, he knows what he did. I read it. He knows the whole story. He was there.
Did you confront him about it?
No. No, because I had more to confront him about. When
so you
I
never
read his diary.
Him about that?
I said to go fuck himself and then never talk to me again.
But you never said anything about you kicking my dog.
I might have. I don't know.
Well, if you don't
I like
know,
never
now
wanted
you know,
to see
bitch.
His face again. So the way it went down that morning was fucking funny. Now it wasn't at the time, but I had been seeing this guy and he'd spent a lot of time with my puppy. By the way, dude was like less than a year old. So he was like a tiny puppy, and he was sweet. But anyway, I've been seeing this guy, and I had gone back to my hometown and stayed at his parents were out of town or something, and he had people over, and dude was with me, and but dude had to like stay in the car overnight. It wasn't hot or anything. He was in his crate. He was cool, but he didn't come in at night, and I went out and like checked on him like periodically, which is kind of bullshit now that I think about it, because they have a dog.
Yeah.
So, what's the big fucking deal? But anyway, I was, like, stupid.
He had a crate?
I was, like, 19. Yeah.
Why couldn't the crate just be inside?
I don't know, now that I think about it. It's fucked up. Anyway, so, I'm not usually the type to snoop around, but anyway, we partied and whatever, and I stayed the night, and then the dude gets up the next morning and to work, so he was already gone, and he had already told me, like, I can just leave whenever, because his parents were out of town, and there were still, like, people off, like, throughout the house sleeping everywhere. And I woke up and I just got this sudden urge. He always wrote. He wanted to be a writer. He's not a rapper. So he always kept this stupid ass journal with him all the time, and I always wanted to go through it, but I never did because I respected his privacy. But anyway, I woke up this one morning and was like, my hand, I rolled over and my hand hit it like on the nightstand, and I just had this sudden urge in my hand to grab it and read it. And lo and behold, I opened it up, and the very first page I opened it up to was him describing how he kicked my dog, like straight up punted my dog, and how he didn't even really feel that bad about it. Like he wanted to feel bad about it, but he didn't, or something bullshit. So then, I mean, that's already like horrifying. And then I flip it and I figure out he was like,
flip it and reverse it.
He was like also fucking other girls and stuff. So they're like, what the hell? But, so, yeah, I was over it. I wanted nothing to do with him. And I let my dog in that morning because I was, like, trying to get my shit together. I was a wreck. Dude needed to pee. Shit was going down. I was texting this guy, telling him, like, I never want to see your sorry fucking face again. And I let dude go for a minute in the house.
Oops.
Oops. Oopsie. And then, like, his friends were, like, being really nice about it and stuff. Like, his friend, I guess I won't say his real name, but it starts with a D. He was, like, always really fucking cool to me. So he was, like, making me breakfast and stuff. So, yeah, oops. I let dude go for a minute. And then turns out he went upstairs and pooped in the dad's shoe in the closet. And they didn't know until the dad came home. And then I guess the dad lost his shit because he knew these boys were, like, known for partying. So he knew his kids were partying in the house again and somebody pooped in his shoe. But it was a big ordeal. I was, like, banned from the house as if I even wanted to fucking go there anyway. But
are you still banned?
They blamed it all on me,
of
course.
Or they have a picture of you hanging up?
Yeah, was it posted? This girl is not allowed?
Yeah, right.
Where's the bouncer?
Let's go right now.
Is there a bouncer there?
We can go.
Whatever. Anyway.
We're still invited there.
A lot of shit
based on who else
is related to
that house. We're allowed.
A lot of I have totally been there since then.
Yeah, fuck.
A lot of shit has changed. It's a complicated situation with
that
family.
Well, that is such a perfect example of who dude is as a person, because that was the start of his
pettiness. It was hard out there for a pimp. He also got like, trained by the biggest bitch of a dog, Sugar, the 20-year-old poodle. She was, like, 18 years old at the time, and she was so petty. She was Tom Petty, like, the pettiest of the petty. And Dude and Ziggy were the same age, so they were little puppies running around. And then they had this old-ass grandma poodle who was so shiesty and so petty, and they learned from her.
Well,
me and the other roommate, I want to say her name. We need a fake name for her. I'll call her Trisha. Me and Trisha,
good one.
I talked to her the other day for like 4 hours. Me and Trisha still to this day say we blame Ziggy and Dude on Sugar 100%. Also, maybe that guy, I want to say his name so bad, punted my dog.
Dude just has it out.
Also,
for the world.
Our other roommate's boyfriend was a horrible human being and was not a good person, so I'm sure he abused Dude. So, yeah, that's the story of Dude. So now he's this little Tom Petty motherfucker.
I walked in one day.
He's old.
He's old. He's about 15, probably. We have him now. Me and my parents.
It started off as a love story, to be fair.
Him and Duke?
Yes. Yeah. Dude and Duke fully fell in love. They were so young back then.
Yeah, because Duke was our dog. I got
they
Duke
were
when
like
I was 7.
In a full-blown relationship. Like, they were like life partners. They loved each other for the longest time. It's only been recently that they started fucking around. But anyway, go ahead.
I forget what I was saying. Oh, well, we have Dude now, but one day I walked in on him. Sometimes they're outside dogs, but we like bring them in if it's raining or if it's cold. We bring them in, they have crates inside. Dude stays in my room because they need to be separated. They can't just be like walking around the house together because they'll fight. I don't know. Dogs.
He started fighting
dog
like 4 years ago. Dog drama.
I don't know what their deal is. But it's not my business, so I don't know what their beef is. It's not my business to ask.
What's the beef?
Their relationship and the way it works is none of my concern.
One of them cheated on the other one.
Duke went and had a baby with a girl.
Oh my god, he actually did.
He really did.
He really did
Dude,
on accident.
Dude's never been with a girl, and Duke ran away and got that girl pregnant.
He didn't run away. The girl ran to him.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, she came in our yard. Where was Dude?
I guess watching from the bushes. Probably bitter crying
that
in the
sucks.
Bushes.
Yeah, so Duke has babies out there somewhere.
They're probably adorable.
They're probably the best dog in the world. I wish he could get someone
Duke
pregnant
Duke is the
one
best
last
dog
time.
In the world. Duke is literally the best dog in the world.
Oh, but okay, so I walked in my room one day. So we bring in Dude sometimes, and he stays in my room. And up until this point, I just would let him in. He had a crate in my room, and the door would stay open because sometimes at night he does get in it and sleep in it for some reason. But even though he can, like, sleep
well,
anywhere
in the
room.
Well, he was crate trained as a puppy.
Yeah, but I would just let him in my room, and, you know, occasionally I'd walk in on him, and he'd be, like, on my bed, or he did have a little stint where I figured out I can't have a trash can in my room because he'll pull out the trash bag and pee on it.
That's so weird.
He has a thing for, like, peeing on trash.
That is so weird.
Or if I leave, like, a Target bag on the floor, like, he'll pee
what
on it.
What is it?
I don't know.
That is so bizarre.
Then he started, like, eating stuff that was in my room. Like, I never thought he would because he always acts like he's not concerned about anything. Like, he acts like he could
finish it. He acts like a cat.
Yeah. So, I trusted him. And you can't trust him because one time I had Valentine's Day candy, like, up on a dresser. I come in the room and it's on my bed and it's empty. He ate all of the chocolate.
Oh, my God.
He
Thank
ate all of the
he
chocolate
survived.
And lived. He's eaten, like...
He should be on an episode of Doggy Eyes.
I had, like, half of a deli wrap from Sheetz wrapped up on my nightstand because I didn't finish it the night before because it was huge. Come in my room, wrappers on the ground, ate the whole thing. Like, but one night I walked in on my room. This was the last straw. Like, that kind of stuff, it was like, all right, you're
so
a punk
petty,
ass
though.
Bitch, but like, we can get over this. But
Leroy would never do that, knock on wood.
One night, I walked in my room because I had walked away for about 5 minutes and I heard some weird noise in my room, so I opened the door real quick. I have a snake, right? I have about a 40 gallon tank in my room. I walk in the room, he's on top of it, on a mesh lid, sniffing for the snake. And I was like, get the fuck off right now.
He's also a stone cold killer.
I'm surprised he didn't break through the mesh because...
Tell them what all he's killed.
He's killed a groundhog. Remember the deal with the groundhog?
Oh, I want to throw up every time I think about it. He killed a groundhog at our old house, and me and Linda were the chosen ones to clean it up because our dad was at work.
So one of us had to hold a bag open, the other one had to get a shovel. After we finally got our dogs away from it, because after he killed it,
he would not
leave it alone. And I got blood all over my legs.
It was so disgusting. And it was so heavy.
Yeah, it was.
Ew.
So he's killed a mole. David. He's killed a mole here. He's killed three cardinals. All at the same house, like, within a few weeks of each other. Like, he went on a stint where he got some cardinals, like, and yeah. I would find these cardinals ripped up in our driveway.
That's a state bird. Come on, dude.
Like, get a life, dude.
Get a life.
How could you, like, not only...
I mean, it's probably his nature. He's a terrier,
yeah, but not only was he sneaky and, like, good enough... Think how hard it is to sneak up on a bird. Not only did he kill a bird in general, but he killed the state bird three times. So, that's, like, really insane. He's got a really...
He's a stone-cold killer, and he finally...
He's killed a lot of squirrels.
He finally recognized the snake, I guess. It's been years.
He had stayed in there for... I've had her for almost 3 years, probably. Yeah. And he never gave a shit about her. Ever. And then one day, I just walk in, and he's on top of it. And I was thinking maybe it was because I started leaving her shedding, like, on top of the tank.
Yeah, could be.
Because I just didn't have a bag to put it in at the time, and, like, I wanted to keep all of them.
Oh, yeah, he probably starts sniffing
it. He probably just starts sniffing it one day. I don't know how he got up there, though.
He's always been a little cat, though. Like, he was, literally the Snoopy dog at the old house. He would sleep on top of the doghouse. Duke would sleep in it.
Yeah.
And Dude would sleep on top. And we would go into the garage with those shelves. Remember the shelves? And he'd be, like, on top of the shelves sleeping like a cat.
He used to get up on this one before we put shit on
it. Also, he got that from Sugar because Sugar used to sleep on top of the couch at our apartment.
Yep.
He totally learned that from her. But he's always been like that. But, yeah, your snake tank is pretty big.
I don't know how he got on it, and I don't know how he didn't break it, but that was the last straw. So now he has to be – I have to be in the room with him for him not to do shit. Like, last night, Dad brought him in the room – and asked if he could stay in there, and I was already asleep, and my room has the pack and play in it because we were watching our niece, so like there was really no room for him, so I could hear him like sniffing around looking for stuff, and I thought he was gonna get into shit, so I had to like get up, move the pack and play, like get his crate, put a blanket down for him, and then he's fine if I'm in the room. But if not, if you just put him in the crate in the room and close it and leave the room, he freaks the fuck out. So
yeah, they both bark a lot. You thought Leroy was loud. Welcome to the doghouse.
I'm really happy that they're being good right now.
Yeah, in other news, we found out how to keep Leroy quiet. Get him with old Mamaw.
Yeah.
He's been sleeping on our mom's chest for the past day. Like, totally full-blown, slept in the bed with her last night. And she loves it.
Yeah, she said that it was comforting. I was surprised that she admitted
it. I was
it.
Too, because her duvet, she's like really crazy about her duvet covers and shit. And they're all white. And Leroy's not the cleanest dog, so I was surprised that she was so tolerant of it. But yeah, she kind of loves it.
She loves Leroy. When he was out here, he was on the deck, and then he ran down the steps really quick and started barking at something down there, and she said, I love seeing him happy.
Aw, that makes me happy.
And I was like, Mommy's barking at something. I just love seeing him happy.
That is really a Mamaw thing to say. That is very sweet. She is like his actual grandma. And yeah, it's been nice being here. I slept here last night and I'm sleeping here tonight. And it's been nice because Leroy has a little more room to run.
And I finished my project today, so I have a couple days to dick around and I could come back over.
We're gonna come to podcast
life. Maybe we can decorate. Maybe once I get my unemployment check, we can buy an outdoor rug.
Maybe we can buy a microphone.
Maybe we can buy a zoo.
Maybe let's buy a zoo. I bought a zoo.
You know, have you ever been to the DC? When was the last time you went to the DC Zoo?
Oh, I went there probably, what year is it? 2020? Mm-hmm. Probably like less than 5 years. It's been less than 5 years. It sucked last time I went.
Yeah, I was going to say, me and Danny,
it was depressing and it sucked.
Yeah, me and Danny went very like, depressing a couple years
and
ago.
It very much sucked. And no animals were out and it was all too hot.
Yeah, no giraffes, which I was most excited to see.
Everything was really expensive.
Couldn't see the lions, the tiger, or whatever.
They all looked sad. Really sad.
Did you see the elephants?
No.
Okay.
They weren't out. Nobody
was
out.
I saw the elephants. There was 3 elephants out and one of them was just rocking back and forth in one spot.
I did in high school, and it was depressing as shit.
He was rocking back and forth. And, like, one of them was just staring at the wall, rocking. He was staring at the wall, rocking back and forth. So,
That's a nervous thing.
Yeah, I looked it up, and it means that they're, like, depressed.
It means they're hella depressed. We went, okay.
And it was a shit, like, setup, too. It was just, like, fucking dirt and, like, a big-ass ball for them to play with. Like, get them some grass.
Like, one ball? Come on, man.
Get them some grass and some toys. toys.
And they don't even have that much room.
Yeah.
We went there in high school for a field trip for a photography class, and I was, like, really into photography. I went to college for photography. I was, like, super excited to, like, get some really good shots of these, like, wild animals. And then all I wanted to do was cry because the elephants were just rocking back and forth. Like, they wanted, like, they were, like, consoling themselves. Yeah, like, you know, in, like, scary movies when the chick gets on the floor and starts rocking back and forth.
I guess. I don't understand it.
But... like, I don't either, but that's what it felt like to me. Like,
that's really sad. Let's not buy a zoo.
Yeah, no more buying zoos. Also, we're talking Tiger King still, so, like, no sanctuaries.
I don't really want to do the work today.
We're just going to plug through the rest of the Tiger King series.
We have a couple episodes, I think. We have at least one episode, right,
Tori? We haven't even posted five yet. Yeah, we've already watched five.
Okay, so we have the fifth episode
of Tiger
King.
We've got two more episodes of Tiger King to go.
And then we have one regular episode left to post, I thought.
Yeah, we do. We've been sitting on some podcasts.
We'll have to listen to that again because it's probably bullshit.
I did listen to it. I think we were doing Tarot.
I feel like those episodes suck, but I did have one girl tell me, shout out Jordan, she said to do more Tarot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that episode
And she said that she listened to it, and that surprised me. Like, she actually listened to it. Well, somebody listened to it. She said that we were funny and that our voices were pretty.
Yikes. Not pretty.
Because I talk like this.
I talk like this. I talk like this sometimes. And then sometimes I just talk really slow.
Yeah, sometimes I get really tired when we're doing this, and then I just want to quit and go to sleep. And
I get tired, like, halfway through my sentence.
We have ice cream as long as nobody got rid of it.
I mean, ate it. Really like ice cream.
Wow, I'm a Butterton.
She's a Butterton. I'm a salty girl.
It's salted caramel.
I'm a salty dog. Oh, well, still.
Mm-hmm.
I crave salt.
Well, we don't have any chips.
Chips. I eat all the chips.
I crave oatmeal
pies. I ate some of those ranch chips this morning, and it was glorious.
You ever just crave cereal?
No, never.
Really?
I hate cereal.
I love eating cereal.
We are so different. You crave all the dairy in breakfast products, and I hate all the dairy in breakfast.
Oh, my God. I have a chicken McGriddle.
I wake up, and I want, like, a fajita.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Burger. I wake up and want Taco Bell, but, like,
yeah,
it's not realistic.
I
want
to skip straight to the meat. Let's fuck breakfast.
I have a chicken McGriddle in the fridge, and I want you to eat it just so you can see how good it is.
Linda tried to give me a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle this morning, and I couldn't.
You couldn't eat it?
First of all, the egg was disgusting, so I peeled that off.
Was it round egg or yellow?
Yellow.
And then, I usually tell them to do it with round egg, sorry.
It was just the puniest bacon, and then, ew, he's just like two little fucking pancakes stacked on top of each other.
Dude, get the chicken McGriddle.
I'm not a pancake. I'm not a bread person.
It's just chicken McGriddle bread. There's no egg.
And I don't
cheese.
Like McDonald's chicken.
It's the best chicken. This chicken is different chicken. It's not like the rest of the chicken.
Ew,
it's even better than their McChicken.
Nuggets are so creepy.
It's not even the same as their McChicken chicken. It's like crispier. It's like a crispy McGriddle. All
right. I'll take a bite out of it.
Okay. I'll microwave it. I'm excited to eat it. You know what? I love Hot Pockets. Those Philly cheesesteak Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
With ketchup.
Not bad. Ketchup and a little bit of mayo.
Oh, I never do it with
Hold the mayo. Just a little bit.
I just like I know this is gross, and Chapman gave me a lot of shit for it when I used to go over there. First of all, he hates ketchup. Never had ketchup in his fridge. Refused to buy it for me.
Why?
Because he hates ketchup. He's a mustard kind of person. Hates ketchup.
Well.
And he hated mayonnaise.
I like both.
Yeah, I like both, too. And I love mayonnaise.
Today, I mixed my ketchup and my mustard together.
A lot of people think that it's gross to mix mayonnaise. I always, when I go to McDonald's,
right.
I get a double cheeseburger with mayonnaise.
It is not gross to mix ketchup and mayonnaise. Are you kidding me?
People just think that mayonnaise is gross in general. But, like,
yeah.
I lather mayonnaise on both sides of the bread when I make a sandwich. I don't care.
I was freaked out by
and I don't toast the bread.
When I was a kid. But now, I love it. I practically eat it out of the tub.
That's
real
gross,
mayonnaise.
But
not cool. That cool whip. Kind. What's that
I
called?
Think we have like Hellman's or something.
Yeah, the real mayonnaise, not the Air Whip, whatever.
We have like whip. Hellman's or
Miracle Whip. That's what it's called.
Yeah,
that tastes weird. Yeah,
I really like mayonnaise. Sour cream. I could eat sour cream with a spoon. When you get a Crunchwrap from Taco Bell and there's like the perfect amount of sour cream and hot nacho cheese that just hits at the same time.
No,
it's one of the best things in the world.
I don't feel that way. I do not. You heard it here first. I don't like sour cream on hot things.
Really?
I don't like hot sour cream.
Like baked potatoes and sour cream?
No, actually, I do like it on baked potatoes, but I don't like hot sour cream already melted in with
taco.
It's
still not, though. It's still cool somehow.
I need it to be cool.
It's still cool somehow. It's the nacho cheese that's hot somehow. It's just so good.
Like a hot and cold combo?
God, I really want to go to Taco Bell right now. I wish I had, like, I wish I could. I wish it was realistic.
It's not.
I know.
Sorry, buddy.
If I hadn't drank any beer, I would go.
It is too far away, and it's
it
not
is,
worth
but, like,
it.
Sometimes it's worth it to me. I get a case.
Lindy doesn't care about driving like I do. She'll just drive.
I've been getting sick of it lately. I've been hating it. Like, the drive to your house sucks. The last, like...
I think the drive to my house is pretty.
The last, like, 13 minutes, I'm so
sick.
Oh,
because it's a straightaway, and yeah. It's just boring.
Like, I'm just so bored.
Look at the Confederate signs. Not Confederate, sorry.
No, thanks.
Look at all the gun shops. Just kidding, don't. But, I mean, they're there, but, No, not Confederate. Look at all the historical markers. They are related to Confederate shit.
I can't read them while I'm driving.
Yeah, you can mark them in your head, though.
That's fun. Let me count sheep while I'm at it.
Don't count sheep. You might fall asleep.
Sheep guts. Guys, I wish I could find the video of that, sheep guts. It's from the Rugrats, but it's an episode where these Scottish babies are playing with them, and I don't remember the whole episode, but it's called Clan of the Duck. And you can watch it on YouTube if you pay for it, but I didn't feel like paying for it, so I couldn't screen for
it. I don't remember
it. Me and our brother used to say sheep goots all the time.
I was out for that one.
The Rugrats was so good. I was going to say something else, too, but I forget.
Shiny Ribs Aura.
Yeah. I'm glad we're on the same page. Our last episode ended kind of abruptly. I don't know how it ended, but it was abrupt. I think it ended with me reading his aura, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we never came back. We did record more,
We did record it, but I forgot to save it. Sorry, guys.
Brenda didn't save it.
Sorry.
So we only have part of our convo with Shiny Ribs.
It was, like, way longer. God, we talked to him for, like, 3 hours.
Yeah, easily.
Easily.
And we didn't even get the first part. It was, like, midway into it, we were like, wait, we should be recording this for our podcast because, hello, we've been talking about you being a guest. We should just... talking right now.
And he's such a good guest, man. He's so awesome to talk to. He's
well,
a
now
good
we know that's a good way to do it, to do Instagram Live, because it didn't sound bad.
No.
And just
well,
record it on
y'all
the other
can tell
phone.
Us. Hey, you can email us at nottonightpodcast@gmail.com. But yeah, you can give us our feedback. If you hate us, just fucking tell us.
Why don't you give us a fucking rating?
Give us a rating, please. Good grief, guys.
We've only been recording for 27 minutes. It felt like 40.
We still have a long way to go.
Do you want to take a break?
Let's take a break and then we'll...
I feel like we shouldn't talk if we take a break.
To each other?
Yeah.
Like on RuPaul's Drag Race? Did you hear that? They're not allowed to talk to each other. They're not supposed to talk to each other between like...
Camera,
yeah. Katya said that on her podcast, his podcast.
Well, that makes sense because all the good stuff is off camera. All of our good stuff is off the podcast.
Really? Yeah.
We talk so much.
I mean, we're sisters, guys.
We're not on the podcast.
And girls and... friends beyond the binary, we're sisters.
Yeah.
We talk a lot.
Yeah.
We're like pretty much best friends too. I consider you my best friend.
I consider
you're
my
best
friend. Do you want
to
be my bridesmaid if I ever get married?
Hello.
I mean my best maid. I mean my bitch. Whatever it's called.
Fuck yeah.
What's it called?
The best bitch. The bad bitch. The bride. Nope. The maid of honor.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
The bitch
that
of honor.
That sounds stupid.
The bitch looks great.
The bitch looks great. Of honor.
The bitch looks great. Of honor.
Sickening bitch of honor.
The sickest bitch.
The sickest bitch. Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah. Do you want to be my sickest bitch?
Yeah. We got that settled. What about
I'm never getting married.
Sister?
She'll be the second.
I can have two. It's my wedding.
Yeah.
Who else is it going to be?
It's my party.
I would only consider like one other person to be a bridesmaid. Maybe two other people to be a bridesmaid, but really probably one, three technically with Amber. But that counts.
The bitch looks great.
The bitch looks great. And it counts. Yeah.
I don't really know. I don't really want to talk about it. I actually burst into tears. You were there for it. I didn't show you. I walked away. But remember, I walked upstairs.
And that song was playing.
And the Talking Heads' Girlfriend is Better was playing, and I've always loved that song, and I've always wanted that song to be, like, my first dance or something. Maybe not first dance. I don't know. I've always just, considered it a song that I would want to play at my wedding. And, yeah, I walked upstairs, and that song was playing, and I burst into tears.
Yeah, why?
And I was like, I can't listen to this. Because I didn't want to think about marriage, I think.
Why does that make you think about marriage?
Because I've always associated that song with, like, wouldn't that be a badass? Don't steal it from me,
guys.
Or actually do steal it.
How
I'm never getting married. I got a girlfriend. That's better than that. Yeah, it's just like an ultimate dance song. And most people do their first dance for their, like, wedding or with their fucking husband, like, a slow song. Like,
yeah.
I think it'd be badass just to do a fast, cool song like that and just jam out. But I got sad about it, you guys. I got very sad.
Well, pick a different song. There's a lot.
I mean, I don't associate that song with any one person. I just got sad about it in that moment.
Raspberry Beret?
Oh, my God. I love that song. That song...
It was playing in Walmart the other day.
That would have made my
day. I know. It did.
Anytime that song is played
in public... I was dancing
to
it, and then some boy walked past and looked at me, and I was just like...
You can wash your hands to it. The chorus is a perfect 20 seconds. That song is, like, just the perfect song. Well, along with ABBA.
That could be your new wedding. Oh, my God. Can we have a sister dance at our wedding?
SOS?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Can we, like, choreograph it?
I already know the choreography.
We need to get someone to make a costume for us for my wedding if I ever get married. I don't really want to have a wedding, honestly, but...
I never did.
I
want to
have,
either.
Like, a reception. Like, I want to have, like, a party.
I always just
want
to
and
kind
I want
of get
to wear,
married on the beach.
Like, I want to wear a wedding dress, and I want my girls to wear, like, things that look, like, cohesive with me, but... Like, I don't want to have a wedding. Oh, like, I want to get married at the courthouse. I don't want to do the whole wedding and everything. I just want to have a big-ass party outside with, like, food. Like, Dad could get food together. Like, he's too for our parties. And, like, have a fucking party.
Yeah.
Like, outside. Is that trashy?
I don't think so.
Like, I'm
going to
wear a wedding dress. I'm going to look sick.
It just all depends on what your standards are. Like,
I just want a lot of
flowers
everywhere.
What you envision your wedding ceremony.
I want like a flower themed
wedding. A lot of people are very ceremonial about it, like being in the church and stuff, but
No. Fuck that.
I mean, like our sister got married in a church.
No, it's fine, but I'm not doing that.
And that was like important. I think that was important for them to get married
yeah,
in
sure
like his family church or something. We don't have a family church, so I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, who cares? So what, who cares?
I actually also don't. It's hard for me to visualize myself in, like, a whole pomp and circumstance kind of moment. Like, as much as I love to be the center of attention, I actually don't.
I really
don't. I actually
don't. Like, I don't want, like, my family and people I know, like...
I like to be the life of the party, but I don't really like to be,
like,
the...
people I haven't met yet. Like, strangers. Like, parties that I don't know people. That's where I draw.
You could have a wedding full of strangers.
I could do one of those.
You could invite a bunch of hobo strangers to the wedding.
That'd be a good time.
Oh, that's something that I would do.
I mean, I don't know who I would even invite to my wedding. Like, who do I invite? All of our family? Like, that's a lot of people, I guess. But, like, I don't have that many friends that I would invite to a wedding. Like, it would depend on who I'm marrying. If I'm marrying one person I have in mind, then it would be a lot more fun, probably. There would be a lot of people to invite.
One person you have in mind?
If I have one, I have one person in mind that I'd like to marry.
Is it Evan Dando?
No. Okay. If we're talking like that, it'd be Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, gosh, bless. No, we have to take a break on that.
Have you seen Peanut Butter Falcon?
No.
Peanut Butter Fuckboy?
I don't even know what that is.
It's that movie with Shia LaBeouf and that boy with Down
I had
syndrome.
A dream about him.
Oh, my God. What was it like?
Oh, my God. I just recovered that. I don't know. I don't know. Sorry. I interrupted you.
Peanut Butter Fuckboy.
It'll come to me.
Have you seen Honey Boy?
No.
That's on Amazon Prime. I haven't watched it yet, but...
No, I did hear that was good, but I haven't seen it. I'm like shiny ribs. I don't watch movies.
I don't really watch TV.
It took me a week to finally get up the nerve to watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and that's a really long movie.
I haven't finished watching.
But actually, once I get in the zone, I like it. But you don't.
Mm-mm.
What part are you on?
I don't even remember. I took a break and never went back.
It's not what I expected, and I'm like a full blown. I like murder things, so Charles Manson and, like, the Manson family was one of the first murders that, like, I got really into as, like, a young adult, I guess. I mean, I got into murder way before that when I was way too young because our mom would watch Law & Order SVU and would buy JonBenet Ramsey National Enquirers, and I would get my hands on them and read them when I was far too young to be reading about that shit. But anyway, the Manson murders, I got this book that... Helter Skelter book in a thrift store. And when I first moved to New York, my first year in college, I remember, like, so vividly. It was, like, so hot because there was no air conditioning. And I would get done with my homework, and I would be, like, so hot and, like, just not even wanting to move or socialize. So I would lay on the floor and just read that book, and I read it in, like, 2 days. And it was, like, all the details of all the Manson shit and all the scheme behind it and all that. So anyway, watching this movie, sorry, I went on a ramble, but I was expecting something totally different. Like, I thought
it was going to be about
spoiler
that.
Alert.
It's not about that.
Manson doesn't have a big, well, Charles Manson himself has probably less than 5 words in the movie, which is actually a good thing because he's a real son of a bitch.
Yeah, but
don't glorify him.
Can I say this?
What?
Margot Robbie sucks in this movie.
Wow. I thought she was good.
No. She sucks in this movie. There's, like, no...
She is so pretty.
Personality,
like,
at all.
I thought she was very sweet. You haven't... How far have you gotten? It's really
know.
Long.
I'm probably, like, halfway through it, but it's so far
is
I
she
don't
pregnant
like
yet?
I guess not.
You'll see her.
So far...
Has she put her big glasses on yet?
Yeah.
I like that part. It's sweet.
She's just boring. She's, like, no personality, like, nothing to her character, like, at all.
Mm. Well...
She's pretty. That's about it.
You're right. She doesn't have a
she's
lot
really
of
pretty.
Dialogue.
She's really nice to look at, but she's boring.
Wow.
Sorry, hot take.
Hot shit.
And Leonardo DiCaprio is not hot. Why do people think that he's hot?
Well, he's older now, and...
I mean, he used to be a really cute boy, but, like, he's not hot.
I never thought that either.
Hmm.
I never had a thing from her, really. And he was, like, hot when I was, like, young, so... yeah, I always, like, thought he was a good actor, and I liked him, but... I never had, like, a hot thing for him, like a crush on him. Brad Pitt.
Hot shit.
I did have hot shit for Brad Pitt. Oh my God.
I never have. Our sister does,
too. I have never loved anybody so much as I loved him in Legends of the Fall. He was so hot, and his character is so heartbreaking.
There's a movie that was on Netflix that I was scrolling through.
You've never seen Legends of the Fall?
I don't know. Okay, so I was scrolling through Netflix and saw a movie with him that was from, like, 2000 and something. Like, 2010s.
This was from, like, the 90s, probably.
Oh, okay. Well, he had on, like, a camo... It's, like, a camo type of movie, I guess. Like, Army or something. But he has, like, his hair is dyed, like, blonde. But it's from, like, 2017 or 2012 or something.
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the title.
He looks hot. I stopped and said, he looks hot with blonde
hair. Have you
ever
seen Fight Club?
I don't even like blondes. No, I haven't, but I know he's hot.
Oh, my God. He's hot in Fight Club. But, no, his character is hot in Legends of the Fall. He plays Tristan. I used to say when I was a kid that I wanted to name my son Tristan after
him.
With
my first boyfriend's name was Tristan.
Really?
Tristan.
It's a pretty name.
Yeah, he was a sucky boyfriend, and he wasn't cute.
Tristan's a girl name, too.
I think it was spelled A-N.
In the movie, it was spelled Y-N. And that's weird, because the movie takes place in, like, the 1800s. Or, like, 1900. I don't know. A long time ago.
Tristan broke up with me.
I have to pee so bad.
I guess
Tristan,
we'll
how old were you?
In sixth grade.
Oh, God. Why did he break up with you?
I don't know. He liked somebody else. And I was really, like, butthurt about it. It was on Christmas.
Him.
He broke up with me on Christmas.
Wow.
I was
good
really
job,
sad.
Tristan.
Yeah, fuck you, Tristan. If you ever hear this, hey, go fuck yourself.
You can say, how do you like me now?
Can I say... I don't want to body shame him, but I'll just say...
No, don't.
Okay.
Don't.
No, not...
No, let's go on a break.
No, let's get out of here.
Yee!
Hey, beep.
Beep.
Wait, what's our song? We're back.
Hey.
I forgot that we never talked about Shiny Zora.
Oh, we were just talking about that.
We weren't, though. We started talking about other shit. Shiny Zora.
Okay.
Is white.
It's white.
Yeah.
That's a really good aura to have.
Anyone that I've ever read whose aura was white, it was a really spiritual experience.
Seriously?
I mean, it wasn't, like, spiritual experience this time, because
we were on Instagram
live. Over the phone. But, like, yeah, there's been 3 times where I've seen a white aura.
Who else?
First time was when I went to Richmond, and, like, we used to go to those, like, house shows and stuff, and I would take pictures and, like, I think I've said this before, but, like, they kind of, people start to kind of figure out that was,
oh,
like,
yeah,
the
girl that
could read auras, and they would, like, ask me to do it for them, like, people I didn't know yet. But there was this one girl who I love, I won't say her name, but she was dating one of my ex-boyfriend's friends, and she was really cool and, like, really artistic, and I love her, and I want to be her, and I used to be one. And, she had, like, gone through some shit. I won't say her personal life, but, like, she, like, went through some shit. Personal shit, and lost someone, and I read her aura, and it was white. And I told her that that meant that she was, like, I don't know. I told her everything that it meant. But then she told me that after that she had just seen before, like, and I didn't know this because I didn't know her that well yet. But she had just seen, her and her boyfriend used to, like, spray paint and, like, tag parts of the school and stuff. Because they were, like, really artistic and, that like, that's what they would do. And they would, like, do their emblem and stuff. And I guess a janitor or somebody that worked at the school came and covered up her thing that she did, but not her boyfriend's. They didn't cover up his, but they covered up hers with this white paint, like, in the shape of an angel. So she took a picture of it, and she showed me after I read it for her, because a white aura, I told her, means that, like, you're connected to, like, a higher being, or, like, you have angels watching over
it's
you.
Like, spiritual.
So that was the first time, so that was interesting.
Wow. That is wintry. That is
interesting. the second time was the same thing, down in Richmond at the same house. Met a boy who I'm not friends with anymore because he got weird on me, but he was cool for the time. His name was Zach. He was cool for the time.
Whatever. Ooh, that guy?
Which one?
The weird shoeless Joe that, like, stayed here for a few days?
No.
Oh,
and let's
gosh.
Not talk
that guy
about
that. Was a straight up
we
socio.
Can talk about that in a minute.
Yikes.
Because I have a lot to say about him. That. No, I have a lot to say about that. But no, this time it was...
Oh, yikes. No, that guy was bad news. Bears.
No. Let's remind me, circle back to that.
Okay.
Tag that.
Okay. What was his name? That.
Travis Wolfington. I will say his name all day long because he owes me almost $500 fucking dollars. Travis fucking Wolfington.
Yikes.
Anyways, this boy was, like, telling me about, like, he had just got busted living at someone's house. Like, they had a bunch of drugs in the house, like acid and stuff, and he was facing a lot of charges.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Going to jail for, like, a really long time. Like, he was in the midst of it, and, like, he was on probation. We started talking about it because he was smoking out of a vape pen, and I asked him if it was weed, and he told me he can't do that right now. Anyways, so... He was facing, like, a lot of, like, prison time. Like, it was real shit.
Yeah,
and it was really serious. And he was really, really worried about it. And he was telling me that he's been, like, reciting the Serenity Prayer to help him through it. And then one day at work, he, like, went outside to take out the trash and saw a car. And the license plate said Serenity and whatever. Then I was like, I need to read your aura right this second.
Yeah,
like,
that's
we need
a synchronicity.
We need to... He loved... He talked a lot about synchronicities. We had a long conversation about synchronicities. And he had a lot going on. And I was like, I need to read your aura, like, right this second. Like, we need to find a place to, like, read your aura. And there was, like, nowhere to do it in the house. We went outside. I just had a feeling. I just walked around the side of the house. And it was a brick wall. But then at the bottom of the wall, there was just a perfect white square at, like, standing, like, head level. Like, if you're standing up, like, right behind your head.
Nice.
So I was like, all right, are you good? And I was like, get in front of that wall. Read his aura. And it was white, and it was glowing, and I told him that, you know, everything that means, and that really connected with him, and then charges got dropped somehow, he didn't
get
any time. Yikes,
wow, good for that.
And then the last time was, like, when my friend Bradley died last year, I went to his funeral, and...
Oh, gosh, this one gets me.
Yeah, when his dad was talking...
I can't believe... Okay, I'm just gonna let you
When
talk.
His dad was talking, he was just talking about Bradley and stuff, and,
he died,
had
like, very tragically.
He overdosed... I don't know on what, I don't know how, I don't know the details of it. I hadn't talked to him for a little bit, and...
It was very sudden,
before it happened.
Though.
Yeah, he's really young.
He was really young.
So it was really sad, and I miss him a lot. I just talked about it a couple days ago. I cried a lot about it. But anyways, his dad was talking, and his dad had, like, this glowing white aura around him, and I couldn't ignore it, and I was, like, already crying. And I was sitting next to a boy... who I went to school with and wasn't very close with, but went to school with him. There wasn't that many people there. Like, there were not that many of his friends there, and it was really sad. Like, and I hadn't talked to him for, like, a little while. Mm. And when we last talked, we actually, it wasn't a good conversation. So...
I'm glad you went.
But I'm glad I went, too. But I was sitting next to this boy, and I told him, like, I can... I know this sounds weird, but, like, I can see auras, and I can see, like, an aura around his dad, and, like, I feel like I have to tell him. So we stayed after the funeral was over.
Mm-hmm.
Until, like, I waited for, like, everybody to go talk to his dad and, like, say whatever, and, like, everybody that he knew, and then I went up to him, and, like, his dad didn't like me, because the last time I was at Bradley's house, I had told mom and dad that I went somewhere else, like, mm-hmm. to a different friend's house, and, like, a girl's house, and I was over there with him and his other friend, and we, like, went to the carnival, and we had really fun, and then we came back to his house, and, like, his dad came downstairs and told us we were making too much noise once, and then he came down again and told us that, I had
How
to go home.
How many people were there?
It was just me and Bradley and one other boy.
Oh.
And we weren't making that much noise.
Of course, the girl has to go home.
The first time he just told us we were making too much noise.
I hate that shit. They always kick the girls out.
The second time he came down and said that I had to go home and I couldn't stay there. And I told him, well, I can't go home because it's 1 a.m. and
I don't drive.
I drove. Oh, you did? But I was high too.
Oh.
So I was like, I mean, I was in high school. I was like 16.
Still. So that was smart of you to say fuck you.
I was like, not yeah, fuck you, but I can't drive. And he was like, well, you can't stay here. So.
Fuck off.
So Bradley was like, can you stay in your car? Like, you can just park outside and, like, stay in
so
your car.
So messed up.
So I slept in my car. So anyways, his dad didn't like me. And I went up to him. So I went up to him after the funeral and was like, hey, hi, like, I don't know if you remember me. And he was like, I recognize you. And I was like, yeah, this is going to sound weird and I don't want to freak you out. But sometimes I can, like, see people's auras, which is just, like, a energy field of light. That's mm-hmm. all it is. And when you were talking, you had a really bright, big, glowing white aura around you. And I just want to tell you that that means to me that Bradley's, like, here with you. Like, that means that you're connected to a higher being and you have angels around you. And
wow,
I think that means
you
that Bradley was with you. And then he just looked at me and, like, he was already crying, but he just looked at me and he gave me a hug and told me thank you. And, like, it was really sweet.
That's awesome.
So I'm glad that
I'm
glad went.
It worked out.
And I'm glad
that
could
have easily
him.
Taken a weird turn.
I mean, yeah, it's someone. It's at your kid's
funeral.
That
was very
like,
bold of you.
Freak you out, but I felt like I had to tell him.
You know what? Sometimes
I couldn't
you
keep
get
that
feeling,
to myself.
Like that sudden urge, like you can't. I've done that before.
Like I felt like,
I felt
important
like I had
to tell.
Yeah, like it was like in coming
whether
out of
whether you
my
believe
soul.
In it or not, that's important yeah. for you to know that I saw. Like.
Yeah.
So each time it was really good. So Shiny Rib's aura was white.
And
which was great.
Which lines up because he turns out Shiny Rib's is super psychic. We mm-hmm. really want to have him back on the show and maybe talk about it. But he's super, not, I wouldn't say spiritual, but like our connection to him has been almost spiritual in a way, like just kind of like synchronicity style, like we just kind of like accidentally almost started talking to him and vibe with him, like he likes us, we like him, we get along
him.
Yeah, he's fun. We like sharing music with one another, and he's a cool dude.
He's a cool cat. Oh, should I talk about Travis?
Oh God! If you really, well, yeah, go for it.
I feel like it's good to tell.
I mean, I told my fucked up dude story.
All right, well, this fucked up dude. I don't remember how I started talking. I know how I met him.
Oh my gosh!
I know how I met him.
How?
When I was
this
working.
Guy was sketchy
from the
jump.
Beginning. Yeah, from the
the
beginning.
Moment I saw him, I was like, "What the fuck is happening in my house?"
I'll
right
just
now?
Say this now.
I did not
it.
Trust him the second I saw
I
him.
I was going through a manic episode at the time, and I know it now. It lasted about 2 weeks. I don't know what I was thinking or doing, but this happened in a span of 2 weeks. So, here we go.
You were on a whirlwind.
I met him, though, before. I met him maybe like a
How
year
How the hell
so
did
before.
You meet him?
I was working at Sweet Frog, and there was this boy that worked at Chipotle, which was like two stores down from us. We all shared the same like line of buildings, so
yeah.
like the same back way to go to the dumpster. We all shared the same dumpster, and
You met because you share the same dumpster.
No. He didn't work there. There was this boy named Jorge that
of
worked there.
Of course he didn't.
That I had a crush on. And long story short, I started talking to this boy, Jorge.
I kind of remember that.
And I went to his house one night to hang out. And there was this boy, Dakota, there, who I hate now. Fuck you, Dakota, if you ever listen.
Oh, man.
He lived there, too, with Jorge.
You're canceling everybody. You canceled Jimmy Buffett.
Me and Jorge had a thing. I stopped talking to him. He ended up hating me. That's a real long story I won't get into. I continued to go to his house to hang out with Dakota because I met the boy Dakota,
yeah,
his roommate,
fuck him.
And became friends with him. So I started going over to hang out with Dakota. And me and Dakota were never together. We were just really good friends. And I would go over there and get drunk. And one night, this boy, Travis, came over to hang out and drink, and I was really drunk, and I remember I was just so excited to talk to him because he had dreadlocks and I just wanted to talk to him about his hair and stuff.
Ugh.
And then I slapped him in the face really hard, and
his locks weren't even that good.
No, they were disgusting, but at the time I was stupid. I just was like stupid, and I thought he was cute, like he had really pretty eyes.
Nah.
But he's no, he looks like a Cabbage Patch doll. Fuck
he
me.
Looks like Charles Manson.
Yeah, he does. so that's how I met him. But anyways, I don't remember how I started talking to him again. I really, really don't. But we started talking.
All of a
talking.
Sudden, he just showed up at our house and he was, like, living here.
All of a sudden, I started talking to this boy and he... I would go hang out with him. He was living in, like, a trap house. Like, literally
for
a trap
real.
House. Like,
yeah.
One night, I spent the night there or something, which I don't remember at all, so don't ask me about it. I have no recollection of it, but I know I spent the night one night, and, like, in the middle of the night, the house was...
trapping?
The police broke in the house and got someone
there?
And arrested some. I was upstairs sleeping.
Oh, my god!
They didn't come upstairs. They just got the guy they were looking for and left.
Yikes.
He told me in the morning he couldn't find his...
Area?
Culpepper.
Oh. Yikes. That's
sketch. We don't live in Culpepper, so it doesn't matter, but Culpepper... You know,
it was weird.
We just started talking and we were like friends. We were not dating, but we were just talking and we were friends. And I felt bad for him. He like always was threatening to kill himself. I like picked him up on the side of the road one day because he wanted to kill himself and like he had nobody, he had no money, he had no job.
Side of the road, wanting to kill himself, had no job or money.
Yeah,
those are three big time red flags.
So it gets worse.
I get why you wanted to help him.
I was manic. I was not thinking straight. I can't take.
Side of the road is enough. We live in a rural area. So if you are walking
I knew him already. Like, he called me. Like, he was on sitting on the side of the road, like, wanting to kill himself. I came and picked him up.
Okay. He called you, and he barely knew you, telling you that he was on the side of the road, and he wanted to kill himself.
That was at that point we had been talking for,
been
like, a week.
I would have been like, ugh, yikes. I gotta crab walk out of here.
I wasn't thinking.
I gotta, nope. As Karen and Jordan would say, I got a nope
for
this.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I got a nope
this
real quick.
No, send me your location, where are you at?
Oh, my God.
So, anyways, it gets worse. He got kicked out of the house that he was staying in, and I lost my favorite sweatshirt, my favorite Wilson sweatshirt. It was a big gray sweatshirt.
I remember that sweatshirt.
It said Wilson in teal. I left it at his house.
Pretty.
I remember because he cleaned up a 40 that he spilled on the floor with
it.
I know. He probably did. One night, somebody stole. He claimed.
He was always wearing your clothes.
He sold drugs. One night, he was on the fucking run. He was from Norfolk.
Oh.
So it all makes sense. Not to say.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, well, okay. Why don't you go hang out in Norfolk?
I've been to Norfolk. I have. Norfolk, there's parts of Norfolk that's very sketchy. Yes.
All right. Well, he was
very,
actually from Portsmouth.
Like,
Portsmouth?
Portsmouth, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know Portsmouth.
Yeah. You don't want to. Anyways, so he claimed one night, he woke up in the morning and, like, said that somebody stole $700 out of his bag or something.
Ugh, I remember that. Yuck.
Somebody stole
Get
all
a
of
life.
His money.
Get
and
a life. He gave a sob story to Dad.
Okay, so this is what happened. He gave a sob story to me about someone stealing his money. He said
he
didn't have a cell phone.
He's always giving sob stories.
He didn't have a cell phone.
That was your first red flag. Always.
He didn't have a cell
phone. His nickname was Sob Story.
He didn't have a cell phone.
His nickname in high school was Travis Sob Story.
He had caveman tattooed on his forehead.
I forgot about that. What?
He had other face tattoos, too, but I forget. He got Power 48 tattooed under his eyes after we stopped talking.
Okay, well, that's a red.
Yeah, it's a big red flag. Power 48, and it was shitty writing, too. It looked like shit. And he had, well, it looks like shit. It still has it. It's on his fucking face. Anyways,
okay.
Didn't have a cell phone.
We are truly identifying him right now.
I don't give a shit. He deserves to be identified.
Okay.
He owes me money, and he knows it, because he still hits me up every now and then, like,
ew.
Hey, how are you? Like,
David?
And I'm always like, hey, where's my money? And then he doesn't respond.
Yuck.
So he didn't have a cell phone. I was stupid and crazy and said that, I will buy you a cell phone with my paycheck money that I don't have,
Linda.
Actually, because I actually spent all my money. I'll buy you a cell phone.
Oh, my God.
Because he said that
How
he could,
old were you?
I don't know. This was a few years ago.
I remember it, so, I mean.
It was in the span of 2 weeks. Like, it was when I was working at Petco, actually.
It really wasn't that long ago.
So, he said that he would get my money back to me, whatever that means. I won't get into it. He said he would get it back to me in, like, 2 days.
Okay, whatever.
I took $500 out of my account that I didn't have. He told me, just go ahead and overdraft it. Nothing will happen.
He swindled you.
Yeah, he did. So I took out $500 I didn't have. We went and bought him a cell phone.
Holy crap. You bought him an expensive... Why didn't you just buy him a burner?
I don't know. He couldn't live at that house anymore.
I remember that stupid story because he told me it out in the yard.
So we went to his dad's house one day. Ugh. Drove all the way to Rixieville to his dad's house. Got a bunch of his shit. Loaded up my car. And then I told him he could stay here. And I asked mom and dad, like, I have a friend that is in a really fucked up situation and needs a place to stay. Could they stay here for, like, a couple days? But he brought all of his shit. And I was like, at that point, I was like,
he was
that's when I was
in.
Like, okay, this is crazy. Like, when we were at his dad's house,
and
I was like, this is too much.
The first time I met him, sorry, I cut you off, but I have to say this.
Okay.
The first time I met him, I immediately got the vibe that he was trying to, like, Charles Manson this house. Like, take, not...
He was crazy. No,
he was
not,
psycho. Like, full-on cult, but, like, he was trying to take over this house. Like, he was claiming things downstairs. Like, he was acting like he had been living here. And I don't remember where I lived at the time, or if I lived... I didn't live here, but... I don't... Whatever. When I was here, I remember being like, bitch, why are you trying to claim this basement right now when I just met you and you're living in my family's house?
Yeah. Did anyway, you live here at the time?
I don't think I did.
No, I don't think you did either.
But I don't remember where I lived.
But you were here.
Oh, right? I think I lived in, you know.
Yeah. Well, okay, so brought him over. He moved a bunch of his shit. This is when I knew that it was weird, but I didn't know what to do. This is when I started getting panicky and freaked out. Like, when we were at his dad's house getting all this shit. Like, I didn't know how to tell him, like, no, you can't, you like, this can't happen, because I didn't want him to threaten to kill himself.
Oh, God.
So I kind of, like, let it happen.
Yeah.
Thinking that it would just be for a couple days and, like, it wouldn't be a big deal. Like, just let him feel comfortable or whatever for a couple days. But no, he, like, started hanging up pictures on my wall and, like,
yeah, like, really full extreme. On moving in.
Like, full on moved in, put all of his fucking clothes in my closet, like, full on moved in. So,
wearing your clothes, which pissed me off.
Yeah, that was a weird thing, too. He liked to wear women's clothes, which is fine, but he did it to
be... I don't care about that.
No,
I just
get
that he was wearing
attention.
Your clothes. Like, why are you stealing my sister's clothes?
I don't know, dude. He was weird, okay? One night, I'm at work, mopping the floor. He calls me. He's not at my house. He's, like, at someone else's house, and he's fucked the fuck up on Xanax. Fucked up. Like, you can't understand him. And I was telling him, he was trying to come back to the house. And I was like, no.
Did he have a vehicle?
No. He had gotten picked up or something from the house. Because he would stay at the house while I went to work.
Ew.
For, like, it only lasted a couple days. But
I know, but still. I remember I didn't trust him.
Yeah.
Like, I specifically remember, like, I don't want my purse.
And I remember
this guy.
I called my ex-boyfriend at the time, like, while it was happening, and was freaking out about, like, I have this guy in my house that I don't, like, know how to get rid of. And,
why
like,
didn't
he
you
took
tell
all my
dad?
Money. He told me, you need to call your father before I do. So yeah. I called dad and told him. And no, I don't remember if I told... I don't remember the timeline of it, really. I remember I called Danny and told him that. And then I... That night at work, he called me and I told him, no, absolutely the fuck not. You're not coming to my house
yeah.
like that. Like, you're not coming to my parents' house like that. Absolutely not. Like, I will actually have all of your shit outside. You can actually come pick it up and then leave. Like, you're not
all
coming to my house.
All the pictures you come up on my fucking wall.
And then he started freaking out. Like, he started going the fuck off on me on the phone, and my manager was, like, in the office and could hear me. Luckily, he was cool. He didn't give a shit, but I was telling this guy, like, absolutely the fuck not. Like, why don't you try me?
Yeah.
He did come to the house. He was here when I got here. He was fucked up. He was trying to fight me out in the yard.
Oh,
he picked
God.
Up my phone and threatened to throw it because he was Snapchatting other girls off of my phone.
Yuck. Get a life.
Which is, like, fine, because we weren't
life.
Dating, but, like...
What the fuck, though? Who cares?
Like, that's just so weird. Like, it's just so weird. Like, talking about coming to stay in a hotel with them or something. Like, okay, well, why don't you do it? Like, why don't you do
yeah,
it? Like,
go
good.
Do
you
all
have
the
somewhere,
drugs with somebody else.
You have somewhere to, like, live? Great. So, he was fucked up. Like, couldn't speak, couldn't talk. Like, it was really weird. And I ended up just telling him, you need to go.
Where was dad?
We were in my room. He, like, was laying on the floor, and I was like, you need to... Dad was upstairs asleep. And I was like, you need to leave. You need to go. And then all of a sudden, he snapped out of it. He wasn't fucked up anymore, and he just flipped the fuck out and said that he was going to kill himself, and I'm going to kill myself and this and that, and whatever, like, you don't give a shit about
me.
You never gave a shit about me. So I said, we're not doing this, actually. We're really not doing this. So I'm going to drive you home. Give me 1 second. We're not doing this. I went upstairs and just opened the door and said, Dad, I gotta take him home. And he lived, like, an hour away. And I was like, I gotta take him home. I can't do this. This is crazy. And
Dad
was like, you're
home.
Not driving him home tonight.
Dad,
like,
better have
he did
taken
not
him
want
home.
Me to take him home. Like,
did Dad take him
yeah,
home?
Yeah, Dad drove him home.
Man, Dad is the man.
Dad got rid of him for me. I was like, Dad, I don't know what to do, but he's talking about killing himself. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fucking deal with him. I can't do this. He needs to get out of my house and my life. Like, I don't know what to do. And Dad just said he'll do it. And I was
so
I was
lucky.
Like, I'm taking him. Like, I'm taking him home. He needs to go home. And Dad was like, you're not taking him home. That he didn't want me to be alone with him. He's crazy.
Thank God we.
He
was so
threatening me all the time. Like, he was
that
psycho.
We had
got
a parent
out of that
in
life.
Our life that like will do that shit when it comes down to it, man.
Yeah, he
dude,
took his
dad's
ass home,
had to
and
take
he cried, and he cried,
dad
and he
has
cried.
Had to give one of my exes a drive home before because he was losing his fucking shit in the middle of the street.
I wouldn't classify him as an ex, but anyways.
Yikes, yeah, that guy was
weird. It was
weird.
Just a weird two-week thing. It was just a weird situation. I snapped out of it and realized...
Thank God.
What the fuck was I just doing? Like, that's when I started to realize that my brain works differently than other people. Because I do weird things like that occasionally. Not anymore. I'm normal now.
I go to a doctor straight. Now.
I'm straight.
I'm straight.
So, yeah, that's the story of him.
Yeah, that was a weird one. I remember, like, when he... The first day, I guess, probably, that he was here, he was, like, trying to buddy up to Dad.
Yeah.
And you know, our dad's a very nice guy, like, give you the shirt off his back kind of guy. So, and our dad is the kind of guy that will give somebody a second chance, you know?
Yeah.
And understand
that's what I was trying
to do. People are going through hard times.
That's
like,
all I was trying to do.
Sometimes people are good, and they are going through some shit,
and
they
do
need some help.
I see the best in people, and I'm naive, and I like to think that everybody's a good person, and I just want to help people. That's all I was trying to do. I wasn't trying to date them or anything. It was...
But
it
then
just was like a thing.
People take advantage.
Yeah, and I let him.
And sometimes people aren't good.
No, he's a piece of shit. Hmm. And he still hasn't paid us back for the phone.
Fucking Travis's.
Travis's suck.
Do they? Travis Tritt doesn't suck.
Travis from Tiger King doesn't suck.
Travis from Tiger King is beautiful.
All right, Travis's don't suck, but this one did. And I hope that he goes and gets in jail.
Well, I don't know what to say about him except for
I think he's actually doing
him.
Better now, and he cut all of his hair off. But I still hope he goes to jail for something.
Well, he'll get his.
Not that I would snitch on him.
If he's not a good person,
I could have, but I
he'll
wouldn't.
Get his karma.
Yeah, he will.
You know,
he can go fuck himself like Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy fucking B.
So, did we cover everything about the last episode? Shiny Aura is white.
I didn't listen. I still haven't listened to the beginning of the episode before Shiny, but I did listen to the
talked
Shiny
about
part.
Dyeing my hair, and then you went down to the fridge and got beer and that moonshine out of the freezer, and that was gross.
Yep.
And then we talked about the lid, and we talked about Sweet Hot Large, and we talked about how much
God.
I hate Paul Simon. I talked about dyeing my hair
Paul
for 5 minutes.
Paul Simon.
We talked about how much I hate Paul Simon and Edie fucking, what's her name?
Raquel.
They both suck. What I am is what
she
I
doesn't
am.
Suck in my eyes, but okay. And then you talked about Avril Lavigne. Or
oh
was
my
that
God.
On there?
Did I?
I don't think that part. I think that,
no,
was,
that was a different episode.
I don't think we recorded that part.
No, we must not. Yeah, we must
but
not.
But you were talking to Shiny Ears about Avril Lavigne and Simple Plan.
Dude, I'm not going to claim Simple Plan,
so
but
pissed.
Avril Lavigne's Under My Skin was a good album.
He was not mad about it.
No, he wasn't. I'm going to send him the album. I hope I wrote that down.
You did. She wrote down all these things, like scribble, scrabble.
Did I write that down?
I didn't read what you wrote, but when I was cleaning up the other day, I saw, like, on all those little calendar pages, you had just written, like, random shit all over the place.
Oh. Whoops.
So I saved them. I stacked them up. They're in the pod loft.
Maybe I should come over tomorrow.
You should.
If it's supposed to be nice out. I wish we had money.
We can lay out on the deck. On the O deck.
Okay. Well.
I wish we had money.
Yeah, I wish we could buy a rug. I'll bring my yoga mat. yoga mat.
Linda is so dead set on getting this area rug for the outside deck.
I wish we just had one.
They're expensive, y'all.
Like, why don't we just have one?
Because they're expensive.
Amber has one at her house. I'm about to go see it tomorrow. Amber has one that's been laying out on her deck.
You've been dying to bring
days.
It to her house for days.
Like... For weeks, for months, it's been laying out over her deck. Like, nobody's using it. I'm just gonna take it.
Well, you do what you gotta do. Don't get arrested. Don't get arrested.
I know. Nobody's gonna arrest
what
me.
What is that from? I don't even know. Don't get arrested.
I don't think you made that up.
It's from a movie. Don't get arrested.
I think you're thinking of Good Luck, Y'all.
You're thinking of, ding dangly, ding dangly, ding dang
yeah,
dong.
Yeah, I was, actually. Ding dangly, ding dangly, ding dang dong.
What did he say?
I'm gonna shave you bald as a witch's kid.
No, before that. How about it? What did he say right before that? Something. Till you got diaper rash, how about it?
I'm gonna
whoop your something. He says
something
it real
about,
fast.
You look like you got diaper rash, how about it?
Then that one little German boy is like, get the hell out!
I'm gonna shave you bald as a witch's kid.
One boy's like, hey, yeah.
And a then, big old something's just gonna fall right out of the sky.
I ain't telling you. Ding, lily, ding, lily, ding, ling, dong.
We're talking about the movie The War. I'll put up a
The War with Elijah Wood.
I'll put up a video of it. It's on my Instagram, actually. I'll just screen record something.
And there's a Lydia in that movie. The daughter's sure name is Lydia.
Lydia. She's so pretty.
She's so pretty. And I love it when she says, "Didn't you hear a damn thing my friend just said to you?" This is my friend. Her name's L.D. What was her name? Elvadine. Elvadine.
This is my friend.
Didn't you hear a damn thing she just said?
I bet she didn't say that.
She did say damn.
She did?
Yeah. This is my friend. And she happened to have a name. And her name's Elvadine.
I love that movie.
And from now on, Elvadine is going to sit up here in the front.
What
like
is
me.
A ball full of shit.
Yeah, that part makes me sad.
Oh my God, we have so much to put on Instagram.
Elvadine said, "I'm going to be happy."
That's what she said.
She says, maybe my uncle won't, maybe my somebody will start treating me nice. And I'll be happy one day.
Oh.
But she talks about her uncle making her,
I don't remember, pull her pants down or something?
Yeah. She had to get spanked to get $10 for her birthday. That's not good.
That's really not
And good. On that note, bye.
Oh, God.
And I will be happy.
Is that it?
I don't remember what she says exactly, so sorry if I'm misquoting it.
Oh, I thought you were saying bye to the podcast.
I was.
Oh, so
because that part's really depressing, but it gets better.
Well.
Or it gets worse.
Maybe it gets worse from here.
It gets so much worse.
What were we talking about?
The war.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good movie.
Yeah, you want to watch a movie about PTSD, fuck.
No, I don't think anybody does.
Spoiler, Clint, what's his name? I almost said Clint Eastwood. The guy from Field of Dreams.
I don't remember his name.
The main character from Field of Dreams is the main character in this movie. He's also in that other baseball movie with Susan Sarandon. Anyway, he's got PTSD. But he's a good dad.
Yeah, he is.
He's a really good dad.
Aren't there minors in that movie?
Yep. Oh, don't talk about the minors. I will start crying. Oh man, I can't talk about the minors. I'm already tearing up.
I don't even remember the minors.
Ooh, I can't talk about the minors, y'all.
There were some minors that got trapped somewhere. Was it a commercial?
Yes.
You were crying about?
I did cry at the commercial, and then the whole family made fun of me for it. But yes, there were some minors caught in this mine shaft, and it was really stressful.
Where?
I don't even remember now if it was West Virginia or Pennsylvania.
No, I thought it was like a different country.
Venezuela, Peru. I don't remember now. I actually really don't. I feel like there's been two separate minor situations, but the one was really stressful, and we all, like as a family, we all watched it. And
I don't remember it.
They ended up surviving, but yeah, that one commercial that had the McDonald's sign that said something about the miners made me bawl like a little baby. It just sometimes certain images just instantly make me cry.
Well, if you ever hear us say anything about the miners,
that's why we're talking about it, because the miners make me cry and everybody makes fun of me for it.
It was funny.
It was really funny.
Sometimes when you cry about things, it's funny.
Like when I cried about the weird bug, it was funny.
It was funny to me. Like, I'm not trying to be mean,
I mean, it's funny,
it
to,
funny
me.
To me.
I can laugh and cry at the same time, but I do cry very
easily
at some things.
Well, you did sound embarrassed on that episode.
I was so embarrassed because I was...
But you shouldn't be.
I shouldn't.
Just because I think it's funny doesn't mean it's not. It's
I
funny.
Was embarrassed because I was crying so hard. But in the episode, you can't really tell that I was really... I was bawling, you guys. I was bawling my eyes out.
We also listened to a snippet of episode 6, off topic with Leonard Skinner, Da Vinci. And that is a good episode at the end. That episode is funny.
It's funny because you geek out. I talk very slow.
I talk like
this.
That is my favorite episode ever done.
That's the one that you told Johnny about.
Yeah, and he still hasn't listened to it, so.
Well, he's, I guess I can say this. He's,
out of quarantine?
But he's out of quarantine, but back in quarantine. He's off of his work location, but he has to, stay at home for 14 days now. But
he has internet?
Yeah.
Oh.
He does have internet, so he should be binging the hell out of our podcast.
He should be. Have you asked him?
I haven't, but I will.
Yeah, why don't you ask him right now?
I will. It's probably like 5 a.m. there, so let's go for it.
Wake up.
Also, yeah, he might be a guest on our podcast, too. He's a really talk about good talker.
5 a.m.?
He's like 5 or 6 hours ahead of us. Oh, it's like, I forgot what time it is. I can't do math. 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. It's like 3 in the morning there.
I'm going to text him.
I will. Okay. But yeah, my friend Johnny, I've known for a very long time. He's a really good talker. He's a good talker. He does it kind of for a living. He's a really good storyteller, and he has a fucking cool accent.
Well, I like him.
And I like him.
Girls like him.
Girls like him. And he, oh, do the American, he did an American accent for us the other night. Said, it was so funny.
I have to go to he Walmart. Went on this, hold
on. He went on this long spiel about how he has noticed this throughout the years working with Americans, that when they are listing things off, they do it in a different tone.
They do a high pitch, like, I have to go to Walmart, then I had to pick up the kid, and then I had to go get the dog, and then I had to go to the store and get groceries.
Yes. Which we do. Accurate. Yes. I had never thought about that in my life, but that was a Irish observation that was pretty legit.
I love Irish boys. I wish that he had a little brother or something.
He doesn't. He has a little sister.
No, it's not going to work. Maybe we can be pen pals or something.
She's really cool. But
maybe she can follow our Instagram.
They watch Tiger King. He has two sisters, and they've both been watching the crap out of Tiger King.
Told him to tell them to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, I forgot to stay in touch. I'm bad at keeping in touch sometimes. I'll text him and tell him.
Who's that? Chapman? Toby Keith. He just sent me Toby Keith should have been a cowboy. Why already sent me that?
Should have been a cowboy. Because we were talking about it the other night, weren't we? No.
His Animal Crossing character has a cowboy hat that I gifted him and cowboy boots that I gifted him.
Oh, that's nice.
I gave him $500,000 for his home loan.
Maybe he wants to be a cowboy. Maybe he should pay you back in those bells. Should have been a cowboy.
I gave him 500,000 bells. I gave him...
Wow, are you going to make him pay you back?
No.
Like Travis?
I don't need it.
That's a virtual game, by the way.
Yeah, I don't need it.
No, dude, that song, do you know that song?
No.
Should have been a cowboy. Anyway.
I guess I'll listen to it after this.
I can tell you this. It came out when I was a very, very little kid, I guess. I don't know. It was like a popular song when I was a kid. But I used to secretly think, and I was too embarrassed because I didn't know what sex was, but he says, I'll be wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. But I thought he was saying, I'll be wearing my sex suit, riding my pony on a cattle drive. And I really wanted to ask mom and dad, what is a sex suit? But I knew that sex was a bad word, so I was embarrassed. So my entire life, until I was literally like an adult, old enough to like remember that and like look up the lyrics, I thought he was saying, I'll be wearing my sex suit, riding my pony on a cattle drive. And I just thought that was a thing, a sex suit.
I have to tell Chapman that.
But it is a good song. We're going to get off here and listen to it.
Have you heard that song by KK Slider called Bubblegum KK?
No. How's it go?
Glad you asked. It goes, bear, 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 bear.
Ooh, sounds like a bop.
Bear, 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 bear.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
What great detail.
It's a really good song. It's a lot of bops.
There's a lot of bops on KK. Look at...
What?
Duke has saggy skin.
He's fat. The vet said he's chunky. We gotta feed him.
Mom told me. He's losing weight. Oh my god, he's losing weight.
Do you think so?
Yeah, look.
That's what that's from? I thought that's because he's fat.
No. Okay.
He can't be
losing. We're gonna bring it full circle back to Duke. Duke is losing. He was told he was a little chunky. He's very old. He's almost 16. I'm noticing a little bit of saggy skin on his hind parts. I think that's a good sign. I think that he's losing weight.
Can you feel his ribs?
Shiny ribs? I can't feel his shiny ribs yet, but
he's fat.
They're coming in. Have you ever read his aura?
Duke's?
I bet it's purple.
We gotta stop feeding them less, but when these damn treats, like, what are we supposed to do?
Purple.
And Dad always wants to make sure they have freaking food.
Well, he didn't eat breakfast this morning because Leroy ate it.
Well, they still haven't ate. It's right there. He hasn't ate it.
Oh, he will.
If he gets hungry, I guess. All right. Fuck this podcast.
We're not going to forget about it.
No,
not tonight.
We can't forget. Okay, look. How about this? Let's make a plan.
Okay, a simple plan?
Yeah. Really simple. I'll come over tomorrow, maybe. If we wake up
early?
All right, let's not get crazy.
Give me your plan.
But here's my plan, because I think the school shit is starting to get harder. I really need to do it earlier in the week. I can't wait till Sunday like I did today. So usually I like to start it on Mondays, but I'll wait.
Whatever, you finish with 2 hours.
Tomorrow's Memorial Day, so we'll celebrate.
Yeah.
Let's get an early start.
Oh my gosh.
Go to your house and tan. Yeah.
Okay.
While we're tanning, we'll listen to the podcast that we just recorded and make notes of it so that we know what to post on Instagram.
Got it.
And then we can do that all tomorrow. Get our Instagram shit together, publish this episode tomorrow, and then
Follow us on Instagram, guys.
At Not Tonight Podcast.
And Friends Beyond the Binary.
And we're on Twitter, too, but we don't do anything.
Sorry, I realize I keep saying, I do this a lot. I say guys and dude a lot. I don't mean to. I'm trying. I'm working on it, y'all.
I do, too.
But, follow us on Twitter is Not Tonight. What is it?
I don't know.
Not Tonight Pod, I think. Instagram is Not Tonight
Podcast.
We have a Facebook page, Not Tonight Podcast.
We don't post anything there. We gotta start.
Yeah.
We have a lot.
Tomorrow's
a work day.
It's a work day.
But we'll be outside.
And it's Memorial Day, so.
Maybe we can, buy hot dogs and cook them.
Makes me want a hot dog.
Let's
real
kill it.
Bad. We have a grill. We can put the grill upstairs. Is that a fire hazard?
Probably.
On the deck?
No, it shouldn't be. We don't know how to work
it. I found the other extension cord.
Did you?
All right, now we're just talking Home Depot stories. But yes, I did. Guess where it was?
Where?
In the end table in the living room.
Okay, I didn't know there was an end table in there.
Well, that table that we put stuff on.
There's something
in
under
between
it.
The couches. Mm-hmm. There's a lower deck, a below deck. Yeah. And I had it hidden there.
Okay. So we put lights on our deck, on our party deck.
I took them off. Because it rained.
That doesn't matter.
The rain fall down. It was raining and everything was wet out there, and I just had a freak out moment. And everything was unplugged, and I thought about the plugs getting wet, and the plug, and I took it down. But I also want to untangle it.
It's not tangled.
Okay, Linda thinks it's not tangled, but it is.
My god. Well, I untangle. I have string lights here, but not.
We
that
can do that
ones.
While we're laying out tomorrow. Untangle it.
All right, let's do it. Let's.
And we can order more lights.
Early start that way. Tuesday morning, I can leave early and get. Together on my school shit.
Okay. We love you all.
Love you guys, I guess.
Goodbye.
It's time to leave now.
Not tonight.
Where are we gonna put the ad in this episode?
Down and about.
See ya.
Don't know.
All right, bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.